Radically Right. This is Jack Otto. We're talking with Michael from New York. Michael, do you want to get in your last point?
Sure. I'd just like to say, don't be so naive as to think it can't happen to you about this mind control. It's very widespread, and they've mastered it. It goes back to what they know, they call the ancient mystery religions, going back to ancient Egypt and before that. The knowledge that this traumatic experiences can create a split in the personality, and the fact that they can attach a hypnotic cue in order to link back into one personality versus another, and to build up more sophisticated things on that. And nowadays it's done with silent subliminal audio by scalar audio waves, and I'd like to direct everyone towards Tom Bearden for doing the research as to this technology, as far as it, this is the technology they use these days. It's highly advanced. It's not like any of the other electromagnetic science that you've ever been taught in school. It's not taught in any schools. The scalar waves, which is the true wave, the electromagnetic radiation is exactly that. It's radiation. It degrades over time, and it's basically worthless for going through long distances. And this stuff is scalar waves. It goes through everything. And they originally were researching this. It was discovered by Tesla, Nikolai Tesla, and I think everybody should be keenly aware of it and look up Tom Bearden and look up this information and look into it, because there's no doubt that this is on a wide scale. You know, it's not just a few people getting involved with this. And I just hope everybody is not so haughty that they think that this can't happen to them.
Well, these scalar waves or standing waves are similar to the way our mind works. So if they use them, they can literally make an internal impression upon us, as though we feel that the thought in our mind came from our own self.
That's right.
And most people
have. That's what they do.
Go ahead.
I believe you're exactly right, and they do that. They do that when you're sleeping. They try to program you into believing certain things, or to try to sway you off certain ideas. It depends on how strong your constitution is the bottom line. And they hate Christians for the very reason that their constitution is so strong that it's very difficult, and they cannot pull people off it. And that's one of the reasons why they target them for such harassment and kind of diabolical persecution.
Most people have no understanding of hypnosis. And most Christians really don't want to know, because they believe it's an evil force of the devil.
You're absolutely right, yeah.
This is not a case of what you don't know won't hurt you. Like mm-hmm. the proverbial ostriches that bury their heads in the sand, those who think that ignorance is bliss cannot readily deal with approaching danger. And those who know nothing about suggestion cannot defend against what they do not realize is happening. Hypnosis is stripped of all the mumble-jumble. The essence is really quite simple. It's truly relaxed. The barrier between the conscious mind and the inner mind is lowered. And the inner mind is not subconscious. Sub means below, and it would be more appropriate to refer to it as the superior consciousness, because it does so much more than we give it credit for. If we quit thinking about our breathing, then the inner mind will take over that responsibility, and breathing continues without effort on our part. The inner mind controls the beating of our heart and mixes 200 chemicals in our bodies without conscious thought. Health and important relevant memories come to mind when needed. and it occurs without the effort of conscious thought. We're going to talk more about this on the other
Businesses
side.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Inner mind is enhanced by relaxation and or repetition. That enables people to input new habit formations or retrieve repressed memories. Professional hypnotists facilitate that by putting the subject in a comfortable position and encourage relaxation by repeating the suggestion that effort be made to relax. Once relaxed, a mental image of the desired goal is painted in the mind's eye of the subject, and it becomes more profoundly impressed than it would be if the person had not thoroughly relaxed first. The inner mind governs the autonomic nervous system, which includes your reflex action. That is, movement which occurs without your thinking about it, such as the way your hand may jerk back from a hot stove. Before you even have a chance to think, oh my goodness, that's hot, I'm going to remove my hand. Now, martial artists utilize these principles in their own development, and few people realize that true martial art philosophy is more about personal development than it is fighting. And there are times when you have no time to think, you must act spontaneously, and if you program your inner mind with the right things, then the right time, the right things will pop out. The inner mind accepts input best when you are relaxed. And that is part of why martial artists continue past the point of being tired, so as to drive a technique deep into the inner mind where it will become part of the habit formation and reflex action. Now, hypnotists touch the inner mind by getting you to consciously work on relaxing each part of your body and then demonstrate powers that most of us never even try to tap. Salesmen relax you with their friendly manner and perhaps even tell you a joke that will cause you to lower your defenses and let them in. Runners report getting a second wind or a high, in which they are no longer tired and find that they actually do their best thinking. All pass through hypnosis when they're going to sleep or when they awake. Now, they got big names for that, hypnagogic and hypnopompic. It is a phenomenon of hypnosis when we turn from a long trip and cannot believe the time passed so quickly. And we experience similar losses of time while reading an interesting book, and it is for the same reason. The power of relaxation may be better understood by examining its opposite, tension. An extreme example of tension is that which may be caused by fear when suddenly you are surprised by danger, such as a mugger or a bear. Now, some people tense so much in times of danger that they are frozen by fear and cannot do anything but shake and stammer some unintelligible phrase like, I'm not. If they could only relax a little, they would be able to hand over their money or run or something other than just knock their knees and stammer. Now, in martial arts, they practice relaxation so much that it becomes a habit. The breathing techniques facilitate relaxation and hypnosis. And proper execution of breathing is nearly opposite of conventional wisdom. Instead of sucking in air with effort and then relaxing to exhale, it is better to exhale completely and relax to inhale. A momentary pause at the top of the inhale will slow down the exhale, and the only effort made is at the very end of a long and gradual exhale. This purges carbon dioxide, and if repeated enough, it can become a habit. Now, if the gateway to the inner mind is as simple as relaxation and repetition, consider the power of television and movies. People sit in front of the screen with the expressed intent of relaxing for a while. The images presented to their minds are crystal clear, and those impressions most desired by the powers behind the television make sure that such programming is repeated. And despite the relatively smooth image appearance of the motion pictures and television, they are actually pulsating images. Oftentimes, people do not think about what they're seeing or hearing on TV. They just sit there like a sponge and absorb the input. And this is so insidious that people often cannot bring to mind the previous program watched because they weren't paying attention. They were just sitting there soaking it up and absorbing. Commercial airtime can sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars per minute for those who want to make a big impact in 60 seconds. It must be effective or the advertisers would go broke, paying so much for something worthless. Then the moguls would like for us to believe that the two-hour movie that follows has no bearing on anything except our need for entertainment being gratified. Not true. The television defines reality for us, and that people become more like the sordid soap operas they watch, more like the violent drama pumped into them, and more like the scheming confidence artists they adore because they seem to get something for nothing. Children act like cartoon characters in The Three Stooges because it has affected them. America has become and is becoming more of a police state. The television has much responsibility in that development, but programs like Cops conditions the populace to expect police to act violently and demonstrates to real-life police officers how they are expected to act. No matter what station one watches, when people clash with the police, the civilians lose. Even when the police are unbelievably crooked, like the Dukes of Hazzard with Boss Hogg, they consistently manipulate their power effectively to stay on top. And the consistency with which that is depicted on TV causes all but the most stout-hearted to give up all hope of fighting City Hall. It was Thomas Jefferson that said, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. And when the people fear the government, tyranny. America was supposed to be founded on the principle of unalienable rights given by God, and the formation of a constitutionally limited republican form of government was solely for the purpose of preventing others from encroaching on those rights. And we have strayed away from that course by following that square beacon, the television, also known as the idiot box and the boob tube. Well, did you have anything else you wanted to say, Michael?
One more thing. Towards the Jews, you know, even before Christ, they had an animosity built up against them. And the reason why was because they were against humanity. They were never, ever, you know, a nice culture. Okay, whether they were the real Jews or the false Jews, whether, you know, it was the 13th tribe or whether it was the original tribes going back to the time when they got laughed out of Egypt. Okay, they got laughed out of there. And the reason why they got laughed out of there was because they had this disease known as sabbatosis. Okay, and they walked out of there under the leadership of Moses. Okay, and they got about 6 days away towards Israel rather, and their bujos started flaring up, which is a inflammation of the lymph nodes towards the genital area, and they named that day where they had to rest Sabbath after sabbatosis, which is the disease that they had. And these people were basically highway robbers. The Hebrews comes from Hebrew, which means highway robber, and they're nothing to really be enamored about. They're just they're people from way back. They rewrote. Since Josephus, they've been rewriting history for a really long time. Since Josephus, they rewrote the Egyptica, the history of Egypt, by Manetho's. Josephus rewrote that, and there was a patriot back then, way before Jesus, a couple hundred years or so, named Appian, who told the truth about Egyptica, as it was written by Manetho's, and so the Jews made Josephus write a book called Against Appian to dispute this truth that he had come up with, and there's a lot of instances you see this thing time and time again, so. Basically, the way I see it is it's crap imitating crap in terms of these Khazars and imitating these Jews, so-called real Jews from the so-called Holy Land, which, you know, and the term Jew itself basically is not something to revere in any way, because it only came forth around the 1800s anyway. So it's a very new word.
Went through quite a metamorphosis.
Yeah, and it's gone through a metamorphosis, like you said. And so it's not anything to like really like to really revere and to be afraid to disenchant, for lack of a better way to put it, but to put down. this word called Jew. And
okay,
my feeling is...
We've got a break coming up here. We want to talk to you folks more about on the other side about the Jews and the false Jews.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Welcome back to Radically Right, folks. This is Jack Otto, your host. Before we talk to Ralph from Oklahoma, let me finish addressing the subject matter that Michael brought up. And I think it's important that we felt that even though all the real Jews are not perfect people, there's a big difference between doing something wrong and being set out to enslave the whole world. And that is the province of the false Jews. And I think more of us have to separate our thinking, making sure we understand the true paradigm here, the true understanding of what is transpiring, so that we don't blame others for the fault of these false Jews from Caesarea. Ralph from Oklahoma, jump right into it. What do you have to say?
Earlier, I'm way off topic right now, but earlier you were talking about Waco and all that. Brought to mind probably a couple of months ago, Randy Weaver was on a broadcast that I was listening to, and possibly you heard that too. You don't remember hearing anything about Randy Weaver lately?
No, I didn't hear that particular broadcast. Go ahead and tell
me. Well, anyway, he started out by saying what really saved him. I thought, well, we're going to get to hear about Bo Greitz. Haven't heard about him in a while. We're going to hear that all again. No, it was a neighbor in a local, whatever would be local TV cameraman that had gotten lost looking for the what was going on there with the shootout, as he was describing it. And the neighbor took him over there, and in route to the shootout, here comes a helicopter that had a bladder, you know, like you would put a firefight with. Rather than water, it was leaking kerosene or diesel, and they immediately figured out they're fixing to incinerate the whole Weaver homestead there. And they went to waving, and the camera, and you know, the cameraman had his camera. He was had it on film, and when they saw that, the helicopter left the scene. Anyway, that's what Weaver was saying, and he, and of course, he didn't find this out till way, way after the whole confrontation. You know, a long time after the Bo Greitz part. And I thought, well, that's really something. They were going to burn him out just like Waco.
Yes, it did flag them off when they were realized they were being recorded.
Right, yeah. They made a real plain. They're out there waving, made it real sure that the helicopter saw them, and the cameraman is focused in on them. And when they saw that, well, then they left. Anyway, that like I say, I hate to be off topic, but I started calling here 30-40 minutes ago. But anyway,
tough to get around and take care of everything. I appreciate your patience.
Yeah, I appreciate you, really do. You really got some information, and you put it out there like I think it should be.
Well,
thank you very much, Jack.
Bye. Did you have anything else? Okay, sounds like Ralph is finished. It's important for us to realize that, you know, this is a serious, high-stakes game, and we are the stakes. Not only us, but our children and our grandchildren. And if we really don't pay attention, if we allow freedom to slip through our fingers, we made a terrible mistake. Really have. You know, a great deal, the great ideal of Judaism is that the whole world should be endued with Jewish teachings, and that in a universal brotherhood of nations, a greater Judaism is in fact all the separate races and religions should disappear. And that's according to the Jewish World February 9th of 1983. Now, way back 100 years, that was not 1983, that was 1883. Back in 1896, Theodor Herzl, who wrote The Jewish State, said, and I quote him, "We, the Jews, are a people, one people. When we think, we become revolutionary proletariat, the subordinate officers of a revolutionary party. When we rise, there also arises our terrible power of the purse." Back in London, 1918, there was Angelo S. Rappaport wrote an article called "The Pioneers of the Revolution, and on page 250, Paul Stanley says, "Jews in Russia, in their total mass, responsible for the revolution." Again, I think it's important for us to say false Jews, because they're all ensued from these Khazar warriors. Now, back in 1918, August 8th of 1918, in the Knickerbocker Press, Albany, New York, Bernard Baruch said, "We are living in a highly organized state. State is all the individual is of importance only as he contributes to the welfare of the state. His property is only his, and the state does not need it. He must hold his life and possessions at the call of the state.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Welcome back to Radically Right. We're going through some of the sayings from Zionist organizations right now, pointing out their own words and their own contention. And in the American Hebrew on September 10th of 1920, we have a most poignant quotation. The Bolshevist revolution in Russia was the work of Jewish brains, of Jewish dissatisfaction, of Jewish planning, whose goal is to create a new order in the world. What was performed in so excellent a way in Russia, thanks to Jewish brains and because of Jewish dissatisfaction and by Jewish planning, shall also, through the same Jewish mental and physical forces, become a reality all over the world. That was from the American Hebrew, September 10th, 1920. I think it would be more accurate if they keep bringing up the word false Jew, so that we can differentiate between those who really are behind this trust for a new world order. Now, there was a book by George Kett Rivers called The World Significance of the Russian Revolution. And in that book, he says Bolshevism is a religion and a faith. How could those half-converted believers dream to vanquish the truthful and the faithful of their own creed, those holy crusaders who had gathered around the red standard of the prophet Karl Marx, and who fought under the daring guidance of those experienced officers of all Latter-day revolutions, the Jews. And again, I think it would be important to say false Jews. Now, Karl Marx wasn't his real name. His real name was Kissel Mordecai Levy. He was the son of a lawyer from Germany. He worked for Horace Greeley in the New York Times. He was an atheist, to some extent. But he was more an anti-theist, dedicated to the force of evil. There was a guy named Maurice Samuel, a man of Jewish extraction, who wrote a book called, or an article called, You Gentiles. And on page 155 of that, our court brace text in 1924, he said, we Jews, the destroyers, will remain destroyers forever. Nothing that you will do will meet our needs and demands. We'll forever destroy because we need a world of our own. I don't think so. I don't think that's the truth of the matter. They can't live in a world by their own. It'd be like vampires living on vampires. They have to have fresh blood prey. There was another guy named Marcellus Eli Ravitch, who wrote in the 1926 issue of Century Magazine, you have not begun to appreciate the depth of our guilt. We are intruders. We are subverters. We have taken your natural world, your ideals, your destiny, played havoc with them. We have been at the bottom of not merely the latest Great War, but of every other major revolution in your history. We have brought discord and confusion and frustration into your personal and public life. We are still doing it. No one can tell how long we shall go on doing it. Who knows what great and glorious destiny might have been yours if we had left you alone. Then there's Professor F.A. Ossendowski, who wrote an article called The 19th Century and After that was in London, and on page 29 of this publication that was published in January of 1926, it says, and I quote, it is often said that Judaism is the driving force of communism. But this does not prove anything beyond that which is expected and only natural. It is surprising that Judaism should become the fermenting and destructive element in countries which have always despised and persecuted it. That particular facility for intrigue, stratagem, conspiracies, and that patient, almost uncanny waiting for the hour of never-failing revenge are all characteristics of the chosen people. And that's by Professor F.A. Ossendowski, printed the 19th century and after in February of 1926. Then there's René-Auguste Le Névron in Mercury of France in May of 1927. He said, the two internationales of finance and revolution work with ardor. They are the two fronts of the Jewish international. There is a Jewish conspiracy against all nations. End of quote. And I again would like to say it's much more applicable to say false. Then there's the atheistic rabbi, Rabbi Stephen S. Wise, who said, I am not an American citizen of Jewish faith. I am a Jew. I have been an American for 63 years, but I've been a Jew for 4,000 years. That's a quote from the year 1933. Here's another quote I think you're going to find significant. Anti-Semitism is so instinctive that it may quite simply be caused one of the primal instincts of man, one of the important instincts by which the race helps to preserve against total destruction. I cannot emphasize the matter too strongly. Anti-Semitism is not, as Jews have tried to make the world believe, an active prejudice. It is a deeply hidden instinct with which every man is born. He remains unconscious of it, as of all other instincts of self-preservation, until something happens to awaken it. Just as when something flies in the direction of your eyes, the eyelids close instantly and of their own accord, so swiftly and surely does the instinct of anti-Semitism awaken in a man. There is not a single instance when the Jews have not fully deserved the bitter fury of their prosecutors. That was Samuel Roth, Jews Must Live, page 64 of the 1934 book. I know I have to say this, but in bringing everybody under the Zionist banner, we must never forget that our goals are the safety and security of the State of Israel foremost. Our goal will be realized in Yiddishkeit, in a Jewish life being lived every place in the world, and our goals will have to be realized not merely by what we impel others to do. And here in the country, it means frequently working through the umbrella of the President's Conference Jewish Organization. Or it might be working in unison with other groups that feel as we do. That it, too, might be working in unison with other groups. And we think that Zionism means and what our challenge is. That was Rabbi Miller, the American Jewish Examiner, page 14 of March 5th, 1970. Here's one from Rabbi Martin Siegel of the New York Magazine, page 32, January 18th, 1972. He said, "I am devoting my lecture in this seminar to a discussion of the possibility that we are now entering a Jewish century, a time when the spirit of the community, the non-ideological blend of the emotional and rational, and the resistance to categories and forms will emerge through the forces of anti-nationalism to provide us with a new kind of society. I call the process the Judaization of Christianity, because Christianity will be the vehicle through which this society becomes Jewish." Then there's Nate Rosenberg of the Denver Allied Federation of International Jews, Jewish News. And on January 30th of 1976, Nate Rosenberg said, "Federation plays a major part in Jewish life throughout the world. There is a federation in every community of the world where there is a substantial number of Jews. Today, there is a central movement that is capable of mustering all its planning, financial, and political resources within 24 hours, geared to handling any particular issue. Proportionally, we have more power than any other comparable group, far beyond our numbers. Reason is that we are probably the most well-organized minority in the world." Then there was Rabbi Reichhorn, who said, "With gold, we can buy the most rebellious conscience, can subsidize all state loans, and thereafter hold the states at our mercy. Already the principal banks, the exchanges of the entire world, the credits of all the governments are in our hands." Then it was Oscar Levy that said, "We Jews who have posed as saviors of the world are today nothing else but the world's producers, its destroyers, its incendiaries, its executioners. Then there's Harry Klein, who wrote, "Jewish leaders are crazy for power." Henry Klein was an insider that broke loose. And he said that Jewish leaders want world power, nothing less will do. That they have many Jews believing that they are the chosen people. Jews were chosen for destruction after their leaders caused Jesus to be executed. All Jews have suffered since. A large part of the so-called persecution is artificially created to keep Jews scared and to stimulate cash contribution. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been extracted from them in the past 25 years. That's Henry Klein. His great text, "Jewish Leaders Are Crazy for Power." We must remember, when they speak out against their own, they do so at great peril, too. What kind of people are we? Are we really free people? Or are we the subjects of an all-powerful superstate that's got a right to tell you? I think it's important for us to understand the distinction here. I think it's important for us to be on our guard. I think it's important for us to speak out, even if it's not popular, even if it is something that causes you some pressure with your friends and your family to bring the subject matter up again. Try to be artful. Find new ways to present it. Because really do need understand what's going on here. There was a guy named Charlie Reese that wrote in the Christian Science Monitor and published in its December 9th issue a story about Thomas Stouffer, a consulting economist who said recently that the total cost of U.S. support for Israel since 1973 is $1.6 trillion, or twice the cost of the Vietnam War. Now, this is relevant because the Israelis have just demanded from the United States another $4 billion to cover the cost of their oppression of the Palestinians, as well as an $8 billion loan guarantee. Now, there isn't a state in the Union that's not facing financial crisis, and if the U.S. government caved in yet again to the Israeli lobby on this matter, it will be prima facie evidence that the mass insanity or worse corruption since the administration of President Ulysses S. Grant, his real name was Hiram, he was an insider. Now, Stouffer made his speech in a lecture commissioned by the U.S. Army War College for the conference at the University of Maine, and he has converted past aid into $2,001 dollars and counts this cost as follows. Israel has been given $240 billion, that's in current dollars, while Egypt has been given $117 billion, and Jordan $22 billion, as bribes for signing a peace treaty with Israel. And in 1973, when the Arabs allegedly attacked Israel in an effort to recover territory taken by Israel in the 1967 war, U.S. support for Israel triggered the oil embargo. And this, according to Stouffer, kicked off a recession that cost $420 billion of output And the boost in oil prices cost another $450 billion. The necessity to build a strategic oil reserve, another $134 billion. And he points out that the United States has already guaranteed $10 billion in commercial loans to Israel and $600 billion in housing loans. And he expects the U.S. Treasury will end up paying for all of these. He goes on and on, listing more costs, direct and indirect. And Israel, for example, is the only recipient of foreign aid allowed to spend a sizable percentage of the money on Israeli products rather than America. It's the only country from which our defense contractors are required to buy a certain amount of Israeli-made equipment. It is the only foreign country that gets its aid in a lump sum and then invests it, some in U.S. bonds, so that the taxpayers not only can make an annual gift to Israel, but also to pay Israel interest on that gift. We've got a break coming up. We're going to be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductible for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
800-409-5633. Welcome back to Radically Right. This is Jack Otto. The fact is that the Israeli government and its powerful lobby have taken advantage of the good heartedness of the American people. The American people are generous, but never generous enough to satisfy Israeli demands for more of our people's hard-earned tax dollars. It's one thing to provide emotional support. It's one thing even to guarantee coming to the defense of another country if it is attacked. It's quite another to undertake the permanent subsidy of a foreign country, something our federal government does not even do for its state. We have all kinds of problems in the United States that need attention. And it's time to tell those Israelis, we can no longer support you. We can no longer afford to subsidize a foreign country. We've gone from being the world's greatest creditor nation to being the world's largest debtor nation. Should we really go further in debt so that we can give $15,500 to every man, woman, and child Jew in Israel? It's America's policy of absolute support for Israel and Israel's cruel treatment of the Palestinians that's such a big part of the problem with terrorism. We stand convicted in the eyes of the Muslim world of practicing a double standard by condoning Israel's human rights violations and protecting it from international sanctions. That, too, is a terrible price that Americans can no longer afford. If you want to keep on getting the truth, you have to remember that freedom is not free. And we want you to support the Republic Broadcasting Organization. Send what you can to Republic Broadcasting. Send a write to John Stav Miller at 1015 South Mays at Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. You can talk to those folks there at the office by calling 1-877-605-9200. It's important for you to support Republic Broadcasting so that Republic Broadcasting supports you. If you know of somebody else that's doing a better job of bringing the truth and getting right to the heart of the matter, support them. But if you're like me, you can't think of anybody doing a better job, I would strongly suggest you support the Republic Broadcasting Organization. Support them as though your children and your grandchildren's freedom is dependent upon them. If you wish to call me at home, my home phone number is area code 313-582-2481. I'll repeat that. Area code 313-582-2481. Please wait until after the show's over to call. I think it's important that we all remember that freedom really isn't free. And it's hard to believe that we are the descendants of people that had the guts to throw a king off their back and establish liberty for themselves and pass it on to their children. And now the children are afraid to say anything that might offend the public service.
A message for all.